Peace and love from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've taken for this morning's meditation a sentence essentially out of the Lord's Prayer, and I also use it as our theme this morning, namely, Thy will be done. All of us have heard that the Lord's Prayer has been greatly abused throughout the centuries because people so frequently say it without their thoughts and minds being attached to it. It's often been as a result of that called the greatest martyr of all prayers, and probably so. Many of you probably have even heard the old saying among the church fathers where one of them, in a sense, bet the other friend of his that he could say the Lord's Prayer without his mind wandering off. But halfway through the prayer, the one who was so certain made the bet, and they had bet, by the way, on getting a stallion, whoever wins the bet. Halfway through the prayer, he was wondering whether a saddle was coming with the stallion or not. It very well illustrates that the Lord's Prayer, although it is a majestic prayer taught by God Himself, is difficult for us to pray. Difficult in the sense for us to stick to it. But it's also difficult in another way, namely the phrase of Thy will be done. It's difficult, first of all, because it's difficult for us to remember when we pray that God's will ought to be done. I wonder how often when we really pray, that we really pray whether God's will ought to be done rather than my will as I utter my prayer to God. We ask God constantly for perhaps improving our situation in our life and rarely thinking, or if we do, perhaps only tangentially so, whether it is God's will. So, Thy will be done is difficult, first of all, to remember. But it is also, secondly, difficult for us to perceive when God's will is to be done. Perhaps much more difficult even than to remembering it. Difficult for us to perceive when, for example, before an event takes place. You and I, for example, often don't know when we see an impending event coming whether it's God's will or not. And it's even perhaps more difficult after the event has happened, to perceive whether it is God's will or not. Oh, I know we as Christians are often perhaps making mistakes in this account unknowingly. We often, I think, too readily, too quickly say when something has happened, a catastrophe, it was God's will. Maybe so, but it might have just been God's permission. I think, again, it illustrates that Thy will be done is difficult for us as Christians to discern and perceive. You and I know that not everything that happens is God's will, even though He lets it happen. And yet, as I circulate among Christians, I frequently hear a confusion between will and permission. It only illustrates the difficulty in knowing Thy will be done. But not only is the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done, difficult to remember and difficult to perceive, it is even more difficult to practice. It sure is. Take, for example, when you and I plan major events. Let's look at those first of all. Major event like perhaps getting married. How many of us really, when we're deeply in love with our future spouse, think about whether it is God's will that we're planning this event of marriage? Not saying that it isn't, but how many of us think that it's God's will? Or even before we get to the stage of having fallen deeply in love, so to speak, to use a cultural phrase. Major events like that obviously ought to figure in more into the context of Thy will be done, but yet so frequently because we err, we forget. Or when we plan a career or a career change. Another major event, to be sure. The average person, and I assume this includes Christians in our societies, engages in 4 to 5 major career changes throughout his life. How many times, if you and I are a Christian in this particular capacity, really know God's will in terms of practice, or even for that matter, ask it? Or when we're, for example, engaged in raising a family, still another major event. It is difficult frequently for us to know, for me as a husband or as a wife, or as a father or as a mother, to know what is always God's will relative to the things that go on in the family or ought to be done. It illustrates really again and again that thy will be done, majestic as it is, leaves us frequently, well, almost at a loss. And so it is also true relative to the practice of minor events, daily conversations. When we slip into gossip and ridicule, perhaps of a given class or of a given professor or of a fellow student, is it God's will that we utter this particular statement? The old song comes to mind, or the old saw perhaps. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Might help us sometimes even to perhaps get closer to the will of God. Our daily thoughts. You and I know that we pray that we have not only sinned in deed, but in thoughts. Again, it's difficult here to keep God's will in mind when we think relative to whatever crosses our mind, and those are perhaps a million different things every day. But most of all, also when we pray, it is difficult to practice thy will be done. We often forget who we are, namely that we're God's chosen, elected child. A child whom God knows, about whom he knows we're going to make these errors, these omissions, these, well, ignoring what God's will is. Nevertheless, we know, for example, one of his will and has been done, not only will be done, namely that he has called us and redeemed us unto eternal life. That ought to motivate us, that ought to keep us more mindful than ever, that God's will can be done, even though as difficult as it is, and as frequently as we might err on the situation, God is still always ready to guide us, to lead us, and when we boo-boo it up, so to speak, his will is going to be done and that he still loves us. Might you and I, when we pray this prayer, we pray it every Sunday in church and sometimes 2 to 3 times in a given Sunday, or even when we don't pray this prayer, when we pray our own, think and ask God to help us to think what might be his will, and that even as we pray, that prayer might reflect his will as a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen.